Good evening. You're listening to Yellowstone Public Radio, and I'm Nate Hedgie in Bozeman. Around 35 residents have been told to evacuate due to a fire near the town of Roundup.
We have evacuated the community of North Delphia, or the Delphia Pine subdivision, and we have set up a shelter with Red Cross here in Roundup at the Roundup Community Center.
That's Adam Carlson, the Musselshell County Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator. He says the fire is estimated at around 2,000 acres, and so far there's been no confirmed damages to homes or structures.
The crews are working hard at trying to contain this. We have a lot of support from the DNRC and BLM, and our local fire guys are working hard on it.
The North Delphia fire is making its way to Highway 12, and road closures are expected, according to the Musselshell DES Facebook page. Drivers should use caution and expect poor visibility on that highway, according to the Montana Department of Transportation. Montana may have to run its own one-of-a-kind Medicaid expansion program for a third of what an insurance company now charges if state revenue falls short enough to trigger budget cuts next month. Montana is the only one of the 31 states to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act by contracting with a private insurance company to run its program. Montana's chief political watchdog says the chairman of the Public Services Commission broke ethics laws when he used office resources to write a column that disparaged a candidate seeking a seat on the regulatory body. Montana elected officials received pay raises of up to 11% on July 1st. Attorney General Tim Fox, who is the highest paid, saw his annual salary increase from $123,000 to $137,000. State law requires Montana to set salaries for elected officials as the average of the salaries paid for similar positions in Idaho, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Wyoming students who took the statewide test earlier this year to measure their academic knowledge performed slightly better in math and science. Improvement in statewide proficiency assessments for Wyoming students' scores occurred in math and science, while reading registered a slight decline. The Bureau of Land Management has released a draft environmental assessment for a proposed relocation of about 1,500 wild horses in Wyoming. The Rocket Miner reports the assessment that was released on Wednesday calls for reducing populations in the Salt Wells Creek, Adobe Town, and Great Divide Basin herd management areas to their low appropriate management levels. Finally, the Montana Highway Patrol says three North Dakota residents were killed in a rollover crash on Interstate 94 in eastern Montana. The patrol says the SUV carrying the victims clipped the back corner of another vehicle shortly after noon on Thursday near Hysham. The driver of the SUV lost control and it ended up overturning through the median, coming to rest in the eastbound lanes. The victims died at the scene of the crash. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, and you're listening to Yellowstone Public Radio. You can stream us online at ypradio.org. Thanks for listening.